GU, Fagan 4, VWA.
GU.
Sam? This ain't Sam, I made a modification.
Well, Steve, tell you the truth.
Yeah, those little, extension mics and speakers built in one.
Question, but you said extension mic.
Plugs into the side, it's got a little speaker built in.
Okay.
Too far famous for it. So you say it sounds a little muffled?
Yeah, I don't think anybody would disagree with me on that.
That's possible.
Tell you.
Your audio is clear. Steve's audio is muffled.
Let's see. Did you say the audio's?
Set on a microphone there, like I do. Gary, W4EEY. I'm staying at the storm, big guy. Is this little microphone acceptable, or should I just check it?
The extension mic, I would not use it.
That experimental extension mic. I'll be on my mobile radio in just a minute.
Mic or something, it's the bandwidth on that is very narrow, narrower than a telephone line. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee Mobile.
Hey, it's a pathway. I'll be on my mobile in just a minute, guys. Standing by.
B4Q, how do you copy?
I'm coming in on Echolink. It's a little broken. I don't think it's your fault. I think it's maybe an adjustment on the repeater. I know they've been working on that. Come back again with your call sign, but take your time with it because it takes the repeater a little time to turn around. This is Gary, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Okay. Hi, Gary. This is Bill. Hotel Lima, Alpha Charlie 4 Quebec, AC4Q. How you doing?
I got you that time. It's interesting as your audio, it's like they have audio squelch on or something. When your audio is strong, then the repeater opens up. But if you get a little quiet, then it seems to squelch you out or drop out a little bit. So that may be an audio level adjustment they need to tweak on. Or maybe if you just increase your transmit audio, that would compensate.
Okay, so me or they here, and where it looks like. I can, hello, yes, a peak. Hello, test, 1, 2, 4, 5. The signal is not, just wanted to see if I can, so, looks like getting in there, probably, if I was out, it could be a little bit better.
Transmission, it was better, but I'm going to modify my analysis. Now I'm thinking it's packet dropout, maybe from your end, maybe you're not close to a cell site, or if you're using Wi-Fi, maybe there's other stuff running. I'm not sure. Anyway, good to hear you in this morning, even if you are a little broken and choppy on the current connection. We're just rolling into town. Going to go pick up the dogs and maybe head to the dog park. That's my plan for this morning.
Case 4 VWA.
Not clear audio. Phil, AC4Q is on here, although he's via Echolink and a little choppy. Go ahead, Phil.
Okay, very good. A little bit close. Still from here, the classroom starts. So, I want to see if I can get in. Like I said, Gary, I'll let you sign up. Appreciate it. And y'all have a good day. The AC4Q will be clear.
Not getting enough to make a full sentence, but he has full carrier. Is he dropping out of the repeater? I don't think so.
via Echolink. He's coming in via the internet. And so, yeah, there's a massive packet loss someplace along the line, so that we're not getting the full speech pattern. We kind of have to listen, hear a syllable here and there, and try to interpret what you're saying, Phil. So anyway, have a great morning. I think you were signing there. I think that's what you were doing. But anyway, have a great day, and maybe try it again later, or maybe they still have some tweaking to do. I'm not sure. And Steve, now your modulation quality, audio quality is back to normal.
Yeah, I moved back over to my Yaesu 8900 in my truck, and I'm headed in mobile into Spartanburg. I turned the little Baofeng off. Now, the little Baofeng sounds fine as long as I don't use that curl cord extension mic speaker.
And it's built down to a price, so that's what you get.
Exactly. And around my farm, hey, I use that little Baofeng, and if I run over it with a golf cart or drop it in the lake, oh well, that's not a Kenwood or a Yaesu in the water.
I've heard you on your Baofeng before, and you sound fine, but yeah, that was remarkably bad. Well, let's see if the other Phil, W4NGU, are you still around this morning?
Either 26 or Highway 11 on his way into the college to do his day in the salt mine. Well, I had my first outing, my first voyage on 2 meter on my 991 last night, and I'm very, very pleased with the way it performed.
From locally on FM via a repeater, or what were you doing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, I turned it on, powered it up for the first time last night about 20 minutes after 8. And, yeah, just FM, first time out. And, it was so very nice and clear. Oh, it was sweet.
I've got one, too, and I bought mine specifically for VHF-UHF contesting, because it'll do... both 2 meters and 440 sideband and CW and digital modes and whatnot. So, nice little radio for that.
Firm, you have a 991A?
Yeah, yep. Bought it used from another ham here in South Carolina.
What's your opinion of the radio? I like mine. I looked at the 7300. Up at Pigeon Forge at the Citco, and I also looked at the 991, and, you know, it's Ford, Chevy, and Dodge, and I just like the look and the feel and the way the menus are laid out on the 991 better than the other one, and that's just a personal preference, but I like the radio. What do you think?
I bought it for the VHF, UHF, and HF capabilities. The fact that it's all in one box, so if I take it out, can be used in that regard. It's the same. I had the radio there at Field Day for the Greer Club. If you were by there, that was set up as well. The spectrum display on the 7300 is light years above the spectrum display on the 991, and in fact, the spectrum display on VHF and UHF on the 991. One is almost not worth it, and you can just barely see signals or whatnot. But as far as its operability, it's good. It has a built-in sound card and an RS-232 connection. So with the proper cables and setup, you can have your logging software talking to the radio at the same time WSJTX is talking to the radio. So you can do FT8 and FT4. So, for what it is, I think it's a nice little radio, and I'm very happy that I have it.
But, well, good. At some point, way down the road, when I can save my pennies, I'm probably going to move over to an SDR and, just have everything all on computer screen, run it software, and use that as my backup radio. But for now, as my primary, I like it.
If you ever get the inkling, you're welcome to come up to the shack and take a look at my Plex. I have the 6600, and we can run that. You can take a look and see how that operates. And Yeah, anything else? I can show you my 91, and I also have a Yaesu 1200, which is set up as my second station.
About that. Now, I'd love to come see your setup. Let me ask you this. You know, I've got that 706 Mark IIG. You know, it's an old radio, but it performs well. And I've got to get a new RJ45 put on the end of the microphone cable. The clip broke, so I got to re-terminate that clip. But that's the only thing, the only issue I've got with the radio. But it's kind of dumb, you know, for its vintage. Would you try to use that as a secondary listening?
I'm familiar with the radio because I know that Dave Stancil over in Anderson, that was his radio, and then he sold it to my friend Doug, and my friend Doug sold it to you, so I know the radio. I think it would be, if you ever were considering going HF mobile or using it mobile, I think it would be an appropriate use. It's a nice backup radio. The only problem is, because of its age, it's right on where it has some computer-aided transceiver functions, but not all. And so controlling it or getting your logging computer software to talk to it and whatnot is a little problematic. It's right at that age where they were just starting to do that. But other than that, the RF performance of the radio is excellent.
Couple of shacks where they use another radio on different types of antennas, and what I was thinking is maybe I could use it on the vertical and you know, for listening, but then again, that vertical's not that great, but it's good, so you know, kind of like a comparator when I'm trying to pick out a signal.
I'm not sure if that gives you really any fundamental benefit, unless you want to be listening, you know, to a net or something else on a one frequency and then DXing on another. But then you're going to have issues if, when you transmit. Undoubtedly, it's going to break through the front end of the other radio. So, you can try it out, see if you like it. If not, you know, you can change your mind. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Yeah, I may do that. I may not. Now, I've been studying, and I tell you what. Oh, my friend W1RAR Rich is going to have his book today, and he's going to have the calculator today, and he is going to try to get caught up so that he can join us tomorrow night.
And if you have Rich's email address, it's not listed on QRZ, if you could shoot me his email address, I'll try to get him on the mailing list and send him the past emails from the class.
His email is W1RAR, but I can't remember his ISP, so I'll have to get with him and try to get that to you. There is a slight possibility he may be listening this morning, or W1RAR, are you out there? Apparently not, that's a negative. So I will get that for you, Gary, and try to get that info sent over to you, okay?
I can get a Tuesday night from him direct at this point in time. We're only a day away, so it's no biggie. But if you think of it, you just shoot it to me by email, and then I'll make sure that he gets on the mailing list.
So anyhow, you think I should, if I get in touch with him today, I think it would be beneficial for him to go online and see the video for Chapter 2, at least, as a minimum, and we're starting 3, right?
Those, yeah, I think it would, that's how he can get caught up, also reading the chapter, and then, yes, Chapter 3 for Tuesday night.
Is it my understanding Dave's out of town and we won't be getting heavy math until Chapter 4?
Better.
Wunderbar. That gives me a break and an extra week to study that calculator.
Not so bad. It's kind of fun. And if you want to get a jump, you can also take a look at the Chapter 4 video, Part 1, before class time. You get some of the same material over again, but maybe that helps.
Definitely do that. And, that should kind of give me a jump. All right. Well, so I'm headed down this morning to the hospital to get a CT.
Change.
Grease job and an oil change and a front end alignment. Now, they're pretty much, after I do this one, I should be pretty much be clear of the PEs I had.
Well, yeah, hope everything goes well. I mean, you know better than others. I mean, you maintain the stuff, but it's a piece of cake. You light it, lay there and let them tell you what to do.
Would differ with you on my ability to be told what to do, but I think I'm a cooperative patient.
Okay, I'll leave that one alone. Alrighty, well, nice to talk to you this morning. I'm just pulling off on my road here, going to go pick up the puppies, and then we're going to head off to the dog park before it rains, hopefully. A few drops on the windshield here in the Berea part of Greenville. 73, Steve, all the best. KN4 VWA, Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee.
4, Echo Echo Yankee. Always good talking to you this morning, Gary. Good information, and I will relay to W1RAR and see if we can't get him up to speed. And I will talk to you soon. 73s, KN4VWA, clear. W4NGU, KN4VWA, are you out there, Phil?
Phil always wants to come up and visit my ham shack, but never seems to find the time. So if you want to come up, bring Phil along. He would, like to do it. Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee, I'll be clear.
I can confirm that. And I tell you what, I'll just hog time and tell his wife that we're kidnapping him and we'll make a trip up. Just curious, where is your shack?
Hill County, the address is now on QRZ, and you can look it up. When you come up, let me give you some instructions, because sometimes GPS tries to bring you in through the dirt road section of my road, which is, unless you like four-wheeling and off-road travel, it's not really good.
Roger, roger. When is a better time for something? Well, we can talk about that tomorrow night. So, anyhow, 73's Gary, KN4, VWA, clear.
Clear.
Okay, W4TDT.
W4TDT, KN4, VWA, go.
Timothy, I was listening for a break in there, and I remember a few minutes ago you said something about another amateur radio licensee heading into Spartanburg to a college. I happen to work in Spartanburg at a college, and I was wondering if I happened to work with a hand that I didn't know about.
No, I'm headed into Spartanburg, and my friend W4NGU is headed into work at a college, Tigerville. He's up at North Greenville College.
Greenville University then, yeah, right. I'm over at Wofford, so feeling kind of lonely over there. I mean, I know there's a bunch of hams in the area, but I just didn't think I worked with any. So anyway, I just thought I'd check that out, and I'm actually almost there, so I'll just I'll say 73 and talk with you later on. W4TDT, clear on your final.
Ben, always nice to talk to another ham, and I'll tell you one little quick story. I had been talking to a fella for about 6 weeks, and I went to church one morning, and I was talking to somebody else, and this guy overheard me. I didn't know that it was him. I already knew him. So you never know. So, KN4BWA, clear.
Thank you. Foxtrot 10. Whisker 4, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot 10. UBG, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, over.
Morning, how are you doing this morning? KN4 UBG.
KN4 UBG, this is KO4 WTF.
I couldn't catch the last part. I'm sitting in the red light here. I got a little bit of scratchiness from the red light.
Again, you were broken up last transmission.
Sitting in the red light. For some reason, the red light's messing with me every time I come up to them. And you said your call sign was KO4WFT? Evidently, I ain't getting the repeater good from where I'm at. Copy me now. KN4 UBG.
KO4WTF.
Roger, can you copy me now? I'm down here on 25, headed toward Greenwood.
Came around with the new setup I got, and I was wondering if it was you or if it was me.
I don't have the repeater like I usually have down here on 25. I'm passing by McKelvey Road right here where Happy Cow is, headed toward Greenwood. And I don't have the repeater as good as I usually have.
Again, that last one was broken up.
On 25, where Happy Cow turns off on McKelvey Road, headed toward Greenwood, I don't have the repeater as good as I usually have down here.
That'd be it. How well are you hearing me right now?
I sound like you sitting in the truck with me. I have you by full scale down here.
Quieting, you're just fine, Q5. All right, so I'm here at the store, 73, Whiskey 4, Echo Yankee.